Hello, my name is Barbara Leveroni, and I welcome you to this short lesson in the Feldenkrais Method of Movement Education. This will improve your ability to turn. Rotation is a function that you use every day as part of efficient walking or turning to look over your shoulder when driving. It's a fundamental movement found in a golf swing or in a yoga class, in dancing, and in rolling to get out of bed. The lesson will also improve your ability to be comfortable in the sitting position, which is particularly useful for anyone who sits a lot. Please push your chair away from your desk or sit in any chair with a firm seat. Sit towards the front of your chair with your feet flat on the ground, your hands resting on your thighs. How is it for you to sit without leaning against the back of the chair? Slowly, turn to look over one shoulder and return to the front. Again, turn to the same side, but stay in the turn. If your eyes are closed, open them and pick a spot on the wall and remember it for later reference. At the end of the lesson, we will do this movement again and see if this experience has changed. Come back to the center and turn to your second side, noticing if this side is easier or more difficult for you. Stay in the turn, observe a point on the wall to remember for later reference, and come back to the front. Pause a moment and sit back in your chair if that's more comfortable. We will often turn spontaneously to the side that is easiest, and over time that habit becomes ingrained. Or it may be that some twinge or pain prevents you from turning to one side. Figuring out what your daily habit is the first step in learning how to change it and to improve the quality of this core movement of rotation. Come again to the front of your chair, feet flat and hands on your thighs. Close your eyes and sense the contact of your feet on the floor. Is each foot completely on the floor? Do you lean more heavily on one? Sense how far apart the feet are, and whether your knees are more or less the same distance apart as your feet. Is that similar to the distance between your two hip joints? Can you sense the two bones at the underside of your pelvis, what we call the sitting bones? Do you feel as if your weight is equally distributed on each side? Or do you lean more heavily on one buttock? Imagine the arch behind your waistband, the lumbar arch, and the length of your spine as it continues up to the base of your neck. Do you sense the shape of your rib cage, the length of your breastbone, and whether your shoulders round a little forward or back? Is your head in the middle of your shoulders or tipped to one side or forward or back? And how is your breathing? Where do you sense movement in your body when you take an intentional deep breath? Let that go and sit back in your chair for another pause. We will revisit this body scan throughout the lesson and again at the end to note changes. And we rest often in a Feldenkrais lesson to take a break from directing our focus and to allow our brain to process and consolidate new patterns. Sitting without leaning against the back of your chair may not be something you usually do, so it's important to have a pause to refresh. It's difficult to learn new things if a position is uncomfortable. Return to the front of your chair as before, feet flat, and hug yourself. Wrap your arms around the outside of your shoulders. For some, your fingers may wrap around to the back and lightly touch your shoulder blades. One elbow is stacked on top of the other. Each hand reaches around to the outer side of the opposite shoulder. Like this, turn your elbows and chest to the right and back to the center. Go again to the right and allow your head and eyes to turn with the elbows and chest, softly and with a normal, easy breath. Pause in the middle and then turn to the left a few times. Is it easier to this side or not? Allow the head and the eyes to move with the elbows and the chest, whether your eyes are open or closed. Do you inhale or exhale on the turn? Try it each way. Turn on the exhale, pause, then try it on the inhale. Come center. Remember which elbow is on top. Then release your arms and rest in sitting with your hands in your lap. Notice if it is any easier to sit without leaning against the back of the chair. Hug yourself again, but with the other elbow on top. This time, keep your eyes fixed on a spot on the wall in front of you. Either open or close your eyes. As you turn to the right once or twice, it may be a smaller movement. Your nose, your eyes remain to the front as your chest and elbows go to the right and return. Then try it a couple times to the left, again, without moving your head and eyes. Notice if you can continue to breathe easily. Pause in the middle. This time, continue turning the elbows and chest to the right, but your head and eyes turn to the left. Slowly, gently. Then turn the elbows to the left with the head and the eyes to the right. A couple times. Make it smaller so you can coordinate it. It may not be as easy as it sounds. Alternate the action a couple times from side to side. Pause and go back to our first variation. Turn your head, eyes, elbows, and shoulders all together to the right. And then to the left in a free and easy tempo. Lightly, playfully, and then a little faster. Please sit back and rest. We start by moving slowly in the variations so you can increase your awareness about how you're using yourself. It's also important to move slowly when you begin to separate the movement of the head and the eyes from the turning of the chest, what we call differentiation. These oppositional, non-habitual sequences allow you to break the normal pattern of turning the head with the torso, allowing muscle groups to engage in new patterns. Changing the tempo is another variation on the theme. Please return to the front of your seat. Feet flat, hands on your thighs, and scan how you are sitting now without the support of the back of the chair. Is it any easier for you? Please repeat the opening movement of turning to look over your shoulder on one side. Can you see further into the rotation now? Or maybe you notice more movement in your chest instead of limiting it to the neck. Try your second side and note any change in ease or distance. Are you sensing any movement in your pelvis or legs? Pause in the middle. Now, sense the weight of your left hand on your left thigh. Without moving your foot, can you advance the left knee and thigh a little bit forward in space and back to where you started? It's small. The end of your knee bumps an inch or so forward in front of you, and your hip moves a little forward as well. Your right thigh and hip retreat a little and return center. Repeat 2 or 3 times. Then go back to turning to look to the right, noticing if your chest still engages as it did in the hug yourself variation. And sense if your left knee and hip advances forward to participate, if your navel turns to the right along with your chest. And bring everything back to center. Try it a couple times. Pause. And check in with your breathing. Sense your right hand on the right thigh. The right foot doesn't move, but the right knee and thigh move a little bit forward in front of you, allowing your right hip to move forward too, and your navel to turn to the left. Several times. back and forth. Then add the turning of your head and chest to the left, inviting your right knee to participate and move slightly forward. Your whole self is joining in the act of rotating to the left. Now a few times, just alternate turning to the right and then to the left. One knee advances forward and you can sense the opposite knee pulling back a little. This action allows the pelvis to rotate and assist the turning of the torso and the head. Please sit back and rest. Let's take a pause that allows you to have a break from directing your attention. Once again, sit to the front of your seat and scan. Do you notice any changes in the contact of your feet or the sitting bones at the base of your pelvis? This time, interlace your fingers and place your hands behind your neck at the base of your skull, shaping your palms to the neck, elbows pointing forward in space. Slowly, lift your elbows towards the ceiling, noting that the hands form a natural constraint so that you do very little movement in the neck itself. Return and repeat. Noting if you feel more movement in your chest, a lifting upward of the chest bone. Perhaps even a slight increase in the arch behind your waist, or a shift forward on the sitting bones. Notice your breathing. Pause, and then begin to point the elbows downward, softening the chest, and sensing the area behind your waist moving backwards towards the chair, the back of the chair. A gentle rounding of the whole spine, shifting towards the tailbone, and even behind the sitting bones a little. Return to the center and combine the two movements, moving the elbows and chest towards the ceiling, feeling an arch or extension of the spine. Then angling the elbows downward, softly bending or flexing the spine. Release your arms, sit back, and rest. It's an important aspect of a Feldenkrais lesson that we change the direction or the initiation of a movement to add more distinctions to the mapping in your brain of how to use yourself, or your proprioceptive sense of self. Here we improve the function of rotation by the addition of a variation of flexion and extension. In another lesson, we will explore the function of side bending. Along with rotation, flexion, and extension, we develop a true organized core strength. For the last time, sit at the edge of your chair and simply turn to one side and then the other and compare any changes to what it was like in the beginning. Do you see beyond your initial point on the wall? Is the movement more distributed from head through chest and to the pelvis and legs? Can you imagine using this fuller experience of rotation to back your car out of the driveway, to reach behind yourself to get something from a shelf, or to swing a golf club? Pause in the middle. Notice if it's more available for you to sit without needing to lean against the back of the chair. You may notice that your sitting bones are more supportive and that your spine elongates, allowing your head to rest more comfortably at the top. An ergonomically efficient way to sit. Do you experience any changes in your neck and shoulders or the ease with which your arms hang? How is your breathing now? When you're ready, stand and step away from your chair. In standing, notice the contact of your feet, your sense of posture or ease. Soften behind your knees. Now turn to look over one shoulder. Which way did you turn? Then turn to the other. Go from side to side in a free and easy standing rotation. Head, eyes, chest, pelvis, legs. Maybe you notice a shift of balance from one foot to the other. Finally, walk a little around your room and notice if this rotation lesson in sitting informs your sense of ease and efficiency in your walking. Thank you for participating in this introduction to the Feldenkrais Method. For more information, visit feldenkrais.com.